This is bourbonblog.com. I'm Tom Fisher, and we're catching back up with Jerry Knight, founder of Tipton Spirits, of course, as you know, the delicious W.H. Harrison bourbon, and for you vodka fans, Desiree Vodka. Welcome back here to our bourbonblog.com studio.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome. You've really been growing in some big ways since we had you on the air on the radio in bourbonblog.com about a year ago. What's been happening there at Harrison and Desiree?
We just rolled out some new flavors of Desiree vodka, creme brulee, and brownie batter. This being close to September, we really should talk more about bourbon. Harrison bourbon has been a huge hit in all the markets we've gone to. We've expanded into 15 states now, and things are going fantastic. We've also started, as I was alluding to earlier when we were talking off the air, our barrel project is underway, and we're quite excited about that.
Tell us about the barrel project.
As opposed to what a lot of bourbon makers do, they send their used barrels over to Scotland. I think that's kind of silly. And the whole idea of being local, we have gone hyper-local, and we are giving our used bourbon barrels to local microbreweries to make bourbon barrel aged beers in. And we have fanned out to cover quite a good number of breweries in Indiana. We have a big event coming up at the end of September in Indianapolis. It's called Brew Bracket, and it's a March Madness style taste off. We picked out 8 breweries in the state of Indiana. We gave them all matching Harrison barrels, and they're all making a bourbon barrel aged beer. And then at this event, all those beers will be tapped, and everyone who's there gets to do a taste-off. So the 8 breweries are Barley Island, Bloomington Brewing, Flat 12 Beer Works, The Ram in Indianapolis, Beer Brewery, Figure 8 Brewing, People's Brewing, and Triton. From all over the state, they're all making their very best candidate Harrison barrel-aged beer. And on September 29th, the results will be revealed. It's probably a first-ever kind of event because people can taste the bourbon that was made in that barrel. Then they can taste 8 different beers that were also made in those same barrels.
That's so cool.
Taste, compare, vote. It should be a fantastic tasting experience.
And all made using the W.H. Harrison bourbon barrels. I mean, what are you looking forward to? I'm just thinking about this, and I can't wait to try some of these. What kind of result or what kind of flavors are you expecting to see in these beers?
The brewmasters from each of these 8 breweries have a lot of latitude in what they can do. They can make really any style of beer they want as long as it's been aged in the barrel. Mm-hmm. And they were all given 3 months worth of aging time. So I'm expecting to see some hefty ales. I'm expecting to see porters, maybe even stouts. They'll be unique creations. It'll be the first time these beers have ever been created. The winner then gets more Harrison barrels to make a production scale batch to be released into the market. We just love the idea. It's hyper local. Harrison is already made with Indiana ingredients. We even use some Indiana oak in the barrels. And so then we make the bourbon here in Indiana. We age it in Indiana. Then we take those used barrels and we give them to Indiana breweries. And they reuse them for something else spectacular. I'm so excited about it. People That's can get tickets. I think there are still some tickets available. The event is September 29th. Tell people to go to brewbracket.com. Brew, B-R-E-W, bracket.com. You can find all the details, and you can buy your tickets online for the September 29th event.
Who's going to be voting then?
Everyone who goes.
Everyone who goes. Why?
Yeah. If you buy a ticket and show up, you get to vote.
So you automatically become a judge, and, you know, I could never play much basketball, even being from Indiana, but this is one kind of game I can play.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be a ton of fun. I can't wait to taste all of it.
That's great. Keeping it hyper-loco, what a unique event. That is very cool, Jerry. Let's talk about the new vodkas that you have. We tried them with you there in New Orleans a few weeks back at Tales of the Cocktail. You got the brownie batter, and you got the creme brulee.
Again, completely different sort of products from Harrison Bourbon. Desiree Vodka is all about dessert, gourmet, indulgence. So you can, instead of having a big, heavy, high-calorie dessert, you can have a martini for dessert and get the same taste experience. The creme brulee is fantastic. They taste exactly like they're supposed to, exactly like what they say. The creme brulee, you can taste the custard cream sort of part of the creme brulee, and then in the finish, you can taste the caramelized sugar crunch that's on the top of your creme brulee. That's all built into the flavor of the vodka. And then the brownie batter is purposely different than chocolate. it literally tastes like you mixed up a batch of brownies and you got a glob of it on the spoon and licked the spoon. A real cocoa flavor to it that that you don't get in just an ordinary chocolate vodka.
And they both work so well on their own. And the cocktails you were making for us, Jerry, they're at Lafitte Blacksmith Shop. Boy, those were good. I was having a hard time stopping trying them all because they just all work so well. I think it was the dirty banana that I really enjoyed. I don't know what was in that one.
Banana schnapps and a splash of cream,
mm-hmm.
and the brownie batter.
Yeah,
and I
think was
a
good.
Splash of amaretto, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll have to look that one up.
They were some mighty fine drinks. I was impressed. The vodkas really have their place in the mixology scene and also just as straight. You've done a wonderful job with those.
Thank you.
Of course, you're welcome. We love your bourbon. I can't wait to be there at the Brew Bracket in late September the 29th.
29th, the Tomlinson Tap Room, downtown Indianapolis.
What new markets are you in with your vodka and your W.H. Harrison bourbon?
Most recently, Texas. We just rolled out Texas last week.
Well, you can get it now in how many states?
15.
That's great, man. You're continuing to blaze the trail with your Indiana bourbon and your vodka all over the country. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for being here. We're gonna go have some bourbon with Jerry here in about an hour at the Swirka event tonight, and get me out of my bourbon radio from the microphone to the whiskey. That's where I'm going.